Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Tech Take. I'm your host, Colby Hockmuth. Today, we're talking open source. Timing on this topic actually couldn't be more perfect. Today, FedScoop is hosting the Red Hat Government Symposium on Open Source at the museum, where government industry leaders will gather to discuss open source and policy involved. Now, the open source community is a strong one. They're passionate about openness and collaboration of data. The term open source began as a way to describe open access to software source code and the model for how it's developed. Red Hat just happens to be one of the leading providers on open source solutions, especially in government. Now, a topic that has been on the tip of everyone's tongue for the past month is healthcare.gov. The troubled site has managed to generate some buzz in the open source community as well. The Department of Health and Human Services made a promise initially that it would make its code available for examination. However, this promise was not fully realized. While HHS and CMS have called on the private sector to help them fix healthcare.gov, some people in the open source community took matters into their own hands. An NBC News investigation dug into what some developers are doing with code and suggestions they have for HHS, CMS, and contractors involved for improvements to the site. Matthew McCall is an open source advocate and a former presidential innovation fellow, posted a petition on the White House website asking the government to release the code written by CGI Federal. Now, on the healthcare.gov site, there's a section for developers which says that healthcare.gov is making its source code freely available on GitHub. All the educational content is available in machine-readable format so that innovators, entrepreneurs, and partners can turn it into new products and services, according to the healthcare.gov site. The site also says that there are three types of content data available on the site through a healthcare.gov content API. Now, at the Red Hat Symposium, we'll hear from people like Wolf Tomb, Chief Technology Officer at the Homeland Security Department, CIO at the Energy Department, Robert Breezy, Chief Innovation Officer at the Labor Department, Javier Hughes, and several industry leaders, and Ben Balter, who is working as a government evangelist at GitHub. Now, the timing of an event on open source is rather perfect, as I mentioned earlier. Recently, the administration pushed back the deadline for agencies making their data open, as mandated by the Open Data Executive Order. And due to the 16-day government shutdown, the Office of Management and Budget issued an extension for several agency deadlines, including for the 6-month deliverables required in the open data policy. So just some interesting information to think about as we start November off and have passed that open data deadline. It seems the agencies will have some more time to make up for time lost during the government shutdown. So if you're not at Red Hat right now, learning about all the neat and innovative things happening with open source, you can tune in to FedScoop later on during the day. We're going to have some coverage up of what some speakers said. And also you can check out our TV interviews with different government and industry leaders who are going to be at the event and taking part of our Fed Mentors as well as our FedScoop TV program. So that is all for Tech Take this week. My name is Colby Hockmuth. See you next time.